We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's what I'm talking about, 202!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to 6:30. Got a great show for you today as we are now 23 hours away from the opening of the 2023 Major League Baseball season. And we've got a lot of baseball coming your way today. And, of course, we'll have the Yankee game right here at 1 o'clock. I think it starts at 1 o'clock or a little bit after. Here tomorrow, of course, at 5 o'clock today, the third annual Carton and Roberts Carton baseball fandom reveal. Very excited about that. As our friend Nick the Balloonatic has brought the balloon reveals in. And we'll do that promptly at 5 o'clock today. But, of course, football is where we start today. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Oh, I'm splendid. How are you, pal?
I am fantastic and bothered at the same time.
What are you upset about?
Yes, I'm upset that you have taken the word of a reporter for a magazine that nobody reads that's going bankrupt over your partner in regards to the future of Lamar Jackson. Shame on you, sir. Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Shame on
New England Patriots.
You.
And I'm not defending them because I don't get it either. I'm with you on that. They are like every other team in the NFL. They don't want Lamar Jackson.
No, but they haven't said that. See, now the Colts said they don't want him. Washington said they don't want him. Atlanta said they don't want him. But the New England Patriots never said they didn't want him. That hasn't happened yet. And he has said he'd like to talk to them. Even Robert Kraft acknowledged that he wants to talk to them.
Gotcha.
And not a single person from New England has publicly said we are not interested in the services of Lamar Jackson.
I think the difference is Robert Kraft said, I'm going to leave that up to Bill, which I have great respect for. He should leave it up to Bill. He's the greatest head coach of all time.
Sure.
Bill is not one, Craig, to publicly come out and ignorantly, because I think Ron Rivera looked like a moron a few days ago when he explained Kristen Lamar. I know that Bill can't explain it publicly, so he ain't going to say a damn thing. The Patriots will never publicly acknowledge that they're not interested in Lamar. They're just not going to be interested in Lamar.
Well, a couple things are happening. The Patriots are getting Lamar Jackson, and the Jets are getting Odell Beckham Jr., and you could make the argument now, other than the outlier, which is Patrick Mahomes, and I want to be clear, I didn't want Aaron Rodgers, but I know I'm getting Aaron Rodgers. If you take aside for a moment the ridiculous skill and ability of Patrick Mahomes, who obviously is going to make a lot of people around him better, kind of Brady-esque where, oh, you want Julian Edelman? No one ever heard of him? Bang, he's a Pro Bowler. Oh, you want Wes Welker? Yeah, I mean, Miami heard of him, to be fair, but I'm going to make him a superstar, and on and on and on, right? The New York Jets on paper will be the best team in football. Doesn't mean they're winning a Super Bowl.
They won't be the best team in football.
On paper, the New York Jets will be, on paper, the best team in the NFL. It's their Super Bowl to lose.
You have to win.
Hi, Evan. How are you today, buddy?
I'm great. Coming off a seven-win season in which they lost. I sound fantastic.
You don't sound.
I'm great. You're moody.
Happy. You seem like you're a little moody.
No, I'm in a great mood.
And it seems like you're hearing me on delay. I'm getting the sense that you're not hearing me in real time, that you're hearing me on delay. Is that right?
I'm hearing you absolutely.
No, you're hearing me on
delay. I have no issue hearing you.
Ready?
I'm not hearing you on delay.
When I say the number one, I want you to clap, okay?
Yes.
Okay, ready? One. You getting me on delay? Damn it.
No, no, you're hearing me on delay. I'm hearing you instantly. I'm hearing you perfectly. No. You're hearing me on delay.
Well, no, there's a delay, but neither here nor there. Let me make sure you heard me loud and clear, because I can tell you're moody today. You look like you got a moody face, and that's fine. I respect that. You're locked in your house for 3 days. You're moody. You're miserable. I respect that right now, but
because I watched 3.5 hours of your TV show today, and you did something on your show that I'm deeply offended by. All right?
That's the bottom line.
Deeply offended. Big Mac has the audio. I sent it to him because I was this upset. Play the freaking audio.
All right, play the audio. What did I say?
Talking a little baseball, so looking forward to seeing Johnny and getting ready for the 2023 season. You know, it's funny. I work with some guys in New York in the afternoon who are lunatics when it comes to baseball. Uh-huh. So tonight,
That's all I needed to hear. I work with some guys in New York.
Yeah.
Same name, bitch.
Yeah, I was telling.
We have names.
I was telling the story how you and Big Mac are going to be watching your favorite opening day baseball games tonight.
I did it last night, actually.
Or last night to get ready for the season. And that's why you're upset with me.
You could say Big Mac.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say our names.
Well,
you said I work with a couple of guys. Like, we're a bunch of hobos you meet walking down the street.
Well, I mean, at least I was talking about you. I mean, I get credit for that, don't I?
Talking about us in theory as, like, some guys I randomly see when I go to work in the afternoon.
Well, I think you're strange.
Big Mac should be offended. I'm deeply offended.
Well, I do not apologize for that at all. But let me get back to the topic at hand here, if I may. Got to stay focused here. You're a diehard Jet fan. You're a Giant fan. I don't care who you root for. I'm gonna die on this hill today. The New York Jets, on paper, are the best team in the NFL talent-wise. Period. Stop. And that includes getting Aaron Rodgers, of course, which is going to happen, and my belief that Odell Beckham is going to be here as well. They are the best team on paper in the NFL. Now, it doesn't mean they're winning the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean Robert Saleh is going to make the moves correctly or call timeouts or review plays, et cetera, but from a pure talent standpoint, this is not only the best Jet team we've ever had, they are the most talented team in the NFL on both sides of the ball.
I guess what I'm struggling to understand is a few weeks ago, all I tried to say to you was getting Aaron Rodgers makes the Jets a contender. Never said they're the team to beat. Never said they're as good as Cincinnati, Buffalo, or Kansas City, but they're in the mix. And I was verbally assaulted by you.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, because of Odell Beckham Jr., they've gone from it's a joke for me to even suggest they're a contender in the AFC to they're like the team to beat. That seems like a far jump for you.
Yeah.
For me, I've been consistent. They're a contender. That's what they are. They're not surpassing Kansas City. They're probably not even surpassing Buffalo, but they're in the mix. And that's what adding a real quarterback does. So I guess what I'm just trying to figure out from your brain is what changed in 3 weeks that turned them from they're not even a contender to, hey, they're now the best team on paper.
Well, that's a fair question. I have an answer for you, of course. And the answer is 3 weeks ago, I didn't believe that Aaron Rodgers was going to be the Jet quarterback. I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought the Jets would screw it up because that's historically what they do. And I even though they are getting Aaron Rodgers and Odell Beckham Jr., and unfortunately they did not get Calais Campbell, although they made him a big offer apparently. He's not coming to the New York Jets. Here's the Jets.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I agree. But at least they were in it, and we found out that they did make him a legitimate offer, so they isolated him as you did, and many Jet fans did, as a guy that could immediately help them defensively. Unfortunately, he decided not to come here. That being said, there's an aspect of the Jets that are still the Jets. Like, the Jets will jet, and that is the owner. Woody Johnson talking the way he talked about Odell yesterday is somewhat comical. Woody Johnson, as you and I discussed yesterday, coming out and saying, I'm in the win business and we got to win now, is somewhat comical when you consider in 23 years they've been dead last 9 times and have more last place finishes and playoff appearances and all the nonsense we all know about. But I've now come full circle, Evan, and I now am willing to acknowledge, okay, that Aaron Rodgers is indeed going to be a New York Jet. I believe that is going to happen. I know it's happening. I believe, maybe alone on an island, that they have an agreement in terms or more or less principle for Odell Beckham to be a Jet. And I now have to be honest. 3 weeks ago, I couldn't believe that it would happen. Now I know it's happening. So now I've got to put my little, not gambling, but handicapping hat on. All right, with these additions, how good are my Jets? And while Patrick Mahomes is the outlier, because he is the best quarterback in football, I don't think anyone's going to argue that point with me.
Right.
From a wide receiving depth standpoint, we can hang with the Miami Dolphins. From a defensive standpoint, we're a top five defense a year ago. You have to assume that only gets better. Obviously, questions about Mekhi Becton. You hope AVT is healthy, and that's always going to be a concern.
Right.
Breece Hall at some point is going to come back.
Right.
But I've got a rock star quarterback. I may not like him, but I got him.
Yeah,
and I make the argument that when you consider the top five defense, the depth at wide receiver, and the rock star quarterback, there's no one out there that's better.
Yeah, I think the thing that holds them back, though, is the offensive line.
Fair
like
enough.
You said. And they're going to have to address that in the draft, and I think they will. I can't rely on Mekhi Becton. And here's the other thing, and maybe this is my own issue, Craig. When you go 7-10 and you lose your last six games and your top five defense can't force a turnover, I'm not ready during the offseason to say, hey, on paper, they're as good as anybody. Like, I need to see more. Are they a contender upon adding Aaron Rodgers? Absolutely. I've thought that from day one. But they are not the team to beat. There is still not only work to do on the roster with the offensive line, but they got to go out and do it. This team choked down the stretch.
Well, look, I think you'd agree with this. There is no perfect team. Like, I could take a look at Kansas City and tell you, all right, they have no wide receivers. Now, we all agree Mahomes makes everybody better. I'm with you on that.
Yes.
But every team's got a flaw. You know, they just lost their left tackle, right? But they have Mahomes. Like, right. Mahomes is going to be the answer to everything we come up with critical of the talent on Kansas City. And I respect that and I get that. So if you want to put them on a little island by themselves
because
of Patrick Mahomes, I'm not going to argue that.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, and I know paper does not always become reality. It doesn't. We've seen, especially in baseball, tons of great teams on paper that achieve nothing. Hello, New York Yankees, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say, from a talent standpoint, it's got to be the best team we've ever had.
And you know what else, just to further your point, how about the opposite of it? Opposite of it. The New York Giants were bottom 10 talent-wise going into last year. Maybe bottom 5 overall. And look what happened. They made the playoffs and won a playoff game. So the talent you have on a roster doesn't mean everything.
Right.
Now, I like the talent on this roster.
Yes.
And that's why they would go into next year as a contender. But the Kansas City Chiefs are always going to be number one. Until they get knocked off, Craig,
yeah. They
are clearly number one.
Like I said, I've no problem. You want to just put them aside from the rest of the league because of Mahomes. I'm good with that. But, you know, pure talent-wise, the New York Jets have the best team they've ever assembled in our history as Jet fans. So you got to be excited about that. They'll find a way to F it up, of course, is what they do. But in the moment, that's where it's going now. Big news for those of you Yankee fans out there. The New York Yankees called me earlier today. They've now put out the press release, but they walked me through exactly what it's referred to as a DTC deal, direct-to-consumer, right?
Yes.
And it's really fascinating, the numbers here, and how the Yankees are going to do it. So let me just give Yankee fans an idea to understand it. First off, if you are a Yes subscriber through your local cable system, Comcast, you know, whatever it might be, you already get the Yes app. You are not going to have to pay extra now to be able to watch Yankee games or Brooklyn Net games, for that matter, on the Yes app. It comes with the package. And as you know, if you ever signed into that app, you normally have to put in, you know, who's your cable provider, what's your code, and all that stuff, and you get it. So the direct-to-consumer opportunity that is now available literally starting tomorrow for the home opener and the season opener is for people that have cut the cable cord or people that live in that four-state region, you know, the New York Yankee metro region, who don't have cable but want to be able to access and watch every Yankee game. The monthly fee is going to be $24.99. The annual fee is going to be $239.99. They are running a special. If you sign up for the direct-to-consumer app, the Yes app, without having your cable already connected to it, you can get it at a discount price at $20 for 30 days and $200 for the entire season, but for the year rather, but that is only throughout the month of April. So how many people want to watch Yankee baseball, because it's more about the Yankees than the Nets, obviously, who don't have cable, who don't already have the YES app, and now say, this is great, I'm on vacation in Hawaii, I can watch Yankee baseball via the YES app.
And because I acknowledge it's not about the Brooklyn Nets, you could actually spend less than that, because you only need 6 months of the YES Network, right? That's all you needed for.
Yes.
Because after
And then
October,
you would obviously stop paying, then re-up again next year.
Right. So if you do the math and you go $24.99 a month for the 6 months of the baseball season,
$150.
It's $1.50. So you can spend $89 less if you don't care about the Brooklyn Nets.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
Or any of the other YES programming that they have, obviously. Yeah,
they don't have any other programming.
I know. I'm just they think they do, but I try to tell them they don't. They don't like hearing that from me, but that's just the way it goes. So, listen, I know the far majority of you who love the Yankees already have YES through whoever your cable provider is, and it's all good. The cool part of this, I think, are for people that do want to watch Yankee baseball, who may travel a lot or maybe go off to college or something like that. And as long as you live, your main home and residence is within this metro area, you get the app, you can watch games.
Yeah, so the problem we're going to run into, and I already know these people exist, you may actually be one of them.
Go.
You may be.
Yeah.
Where you're not considered living in that area, so you don't get the YES Network, and you don't get this feature because you're not considered the metropolitan area, but you're also blacked out from getting the MLB package because they consider you in the local area.
Right.
And I've heard from people who've had this issue with the Amazon stuff, because remember how the Yankees have the Amazon package? It's being moved to Wednesdays for the most part this year. It was Fridays last year. There were a lot of people who couldn't get the Amazon games because Amazon said, oh, sorry, you're not local. They'd go to the MLB package, and MLB would say, you are local, you're blacked out.
Right.
So there are people listening, usually in Jersey, who are getting hosed in this whole thing, and that needs to be addressed by Major League
Baseball. Well, it is being addressed, and Amazon is very close to a deal, should be announced maybe as early as tomorrow, where those Amazon games are going to be available. I'm not at liberty to tell you through whom, but I do know that that deal is imminent. Maybe even as early, I know that they're not at Amazon tomorrow, but yeah, there are 20 games this year on Amazon, and I was told today that a deal is imminent where those games will be accessible.
That's great. Now, the other thing I find interesting is that MSG already has a direct consumer package.
They did not roll it out. They announced it.
MSG?
I don't think they rolled it out. I think they announced it.
So you can't actually do it yet, but they did announce it.
Yes, they did.
They announced it. Okay.
Yes.
Their prices are higher. Now, granted, you're getting three hockey teams and a basketball team, so you could argue you're getting four teams with MSG.
Yeah.
You're only getting two with YES. But I would argue the Devils, Islanders, Rangers, and Knicks versus the New York Yankees?
Well, that's more about the New York Rangers and the New York Knicks. Listen, the Nesson prices are higher in Boston than the Yankees are charging by about $40-$50 for the year.
Yes, so, that's what I think YES's prices, Craig, and this is I'm not really knocking MSG necessarily.
No, I know.
I don't think the YES prices are as bad as I thought.
Well,
I thought it was going to be higher based on Nesson and even based on what MSG is charging.
So the MSG price, and again, they announced it, but they've not rolled it out yet, is $30 a month, $10 per game. They did an a la carte. You can buy a game.
Right, now, the
Yankees have not done a single game price yet. My gut is that they want to feel out, you know, the success of this new plan of being direct to consumer. But yeah, I mean, look, if you love the Yankees and you don't have cable, you don't have the YES Network, for $25 a month, it's not a lot of money to go get every Yankee game for the month. It's just not. And there will be people, thousands of them, I imagine, in this little four-state area, which is part of Connecticut, you know, New Jersey, part of, Pennsylvania, and of course, New York, that'll get it now. So, it's if you're a Yankee fan that doesn't get Yankee games, it's great.
It also makes it easier for people to cut the cord. I think what's been difficult the last few years is, in theory, it sounds great, I want to cut the cord, but from a sports perspective, it's become very difficult. This makes it easier. And SNY will roll one out, too. They better charge less.
Now, there's only one negative to it.
What?
And it's not a negative from a YES standpoint or a Yankee standpoint. I think it's all good on their end.
What?
The only issue now becomes, well, how much does whatever tier you're on in your cable system, what does that cost you a month to get YES plus 300 other stations that you get, most of which you never watch, obviously, but you get them?
Yeah.
So you really have to be a cord cutter from Jump Street.
Yeah.
And a guy or gal that loves the Yankees and goes, all right, listen, it's worth the $25 a month. I want to see every Yankee game.
Yeah, so the reason that it's more affordable to still have cable based on what you just said. You could get all the New York sports teams for less than it's going to cost you to get
Plus, I can watch people living off the grid in Alaska.
100%.
Yeah, and I like they build the houses. It's a very fascinating show.
And they do that on purpose because they don't want to screw kind of the local cable companies quite yet. They are making it more expensive for you to cut the cord and do direct to consumer on purpose. There's a reason for that.
Right. Right. 100% right. So anyhow, they're in it, right? And they got it done in time for opening day. So if you are one of those people out there, it's like, son of a bitch, here I go again, no Yankee baseball. Now you get Yankee baseball. And the Mets and SNY, although they're separate entities, of course, now with Steve Cohen, are going to have to follow suit. I'm sure that they have it in the works right now. And that means you'll be able to watch me and Evan wherever you go, which is really, frankly, a good thing for me and Evan.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty good with that. So those are the numbers. That's what it costs. Now, here's the other part of it. And I ask this question. Let's say you're a New Yorker who later in life decided to move to Florida, as some New Yorkers do. And you don't get the Yes Network on your cable provider down there. Are you eligible to get the Yes app and watch Yankee games? You are not. In that case, you have to refer to the MLB app. Right. And you can get Yankee games through the MLB app, not through the Yes app. Yeah, so this is legitimately for people who make their main home here. That's
right. Do you know what the MLB app costs?
How would I possibly know that?
No, because it's important information. And
I'm saying I don't know, but you could tell us.
I'm going to tell you. It costs exactly the price of the Yes app. It's $24.99 a month. So you get every single baseball game. Now, if you're in this market right now, we have blackout rules. So for anyone listening from New York, you can get the package. It's great. You can't access Met and Yankee games. But for the person you just described, who lives in Florida, who says, hey, I want this,
MLB.
Buy the MLB package.
Yes. Now,
it costs
say
the
this.
Same and you get every game.
I think this is a great deal by the New York Yankees. I think they're going to probably have to adjust the amount of money one way or the other based on how many people sign up for it. I'm sure it's going to have its moments where people yell and scream about it. But the fact that they are being proactive in getting their games on an app live now for the start of this year, not a month in, not 2 months in, is a really good job, well done by the New York Yankees. They are servicing their customers at a price, obviously. Right. And if you want to yell and scream about the price, you know, you feel free. I mean, I don't know what the best price is. I really don't. This is less than a dollar a day. It seems to me like, you know, if you're going to play 28 games a month, you're getting Yankee baseball for about, what, 90 cents a game. That sounds pretty reasonable to me, but I don't know. But I think this is smart. I think they're ahead of the curve a little bit compared to a lot of franchises. And I think this is ultimately a very good thing for the fans.
I agree. I think that the most variety of ways you can watch your team is the best. Even if it's expensive, you just want to give people options.
Right.
But here's where it comes down to, if you're listening, to know if this is worth it or not. It's really dependent on how much TV you watch. If all you watch are the New York Yankees, then it's a steal. But if you watch a lot of TV, then it probably still pays to get like a DirecTV Now service or to not even cut your cord, because then you get the Yankees and you get all those channels. So it really comes down to your consuming habits and how much you're watching and what you're watching. But where I agree with you, Craig, is that, and this is all I ask for, I want access, and you got to give me options, and then I'll make my own decision. You'll make your own decision.
Sure.
My TV habits are very different than yours. What benefits me may not benefit you.
Absolutely right. We just want as much access as possible. So if the day comes when I want to watch a game on my phone or through the app on my TV, which you can obviously do now, I have that ability. So I love it. And for a guy in Jersey who lost Madison Square Garden networks because Xfinity sucks, this is right up my alley. Like if I was a legitimate diehard baseball fan and couldn't miss any game the way I am about the Knicks, I'd be all in on this. I'm not going to drop the $20 because, you know, I have Yes on my cable TV, and I don't care that much.
Or you could ask Uncle Evan for his password again. And
then they're going to start cutting that out. They're not going to let me do that anymore.
Oh,
now, before we take our first break, and we get all your calls on the Jets now and Rodgers and this thing with the Yankees, are you want to make a prediction? Are you leaning one way versus the other in regards to the big 5 o'clock announcement on this show?
I am.
Now, you know, it's Wednesday. It's WAG Wednesday. And it's also Fandom Reveal Wednesday.
Yeah.
You think you know which way I'm going?
It's so funny that you said that because, yes, I have been over the last few days communicating with many a person on social media because I'm very lonely. I'm stuck in my house for the last few days. And one of the big kind of overlying views that people have is that a certain WAG is going to convince you to pick the New York Mets.
Really?
And that's Kate Upton. And so it's funny that you bring up WAG Wednesday. It's ironic it is a Wednesday. There seems to be this thought that Kate Upton is bringing you to the orange and blue. And you
It is WAG Wednesday.
And you combine that with bacon on a stick. That's the sense people are having that you are going to end your Mets slump by coming back to Florida.
Well, for the last 2 years, I've been a Yankee fan. I was a lifelong Met fan prior to that. And I will announce it at 5 o'clock. The Balloonatics balloons are here. And I will say this. I have a pending arrangement with the New York Mets and my buddy Tommy Perrone and Governor Christie to have bacon on a stick back at Citi Field. And as you know, I was there a week and a half ago. And our video is up on the Jumbotron. First video ever shown on the new Citi Field Jumbotron. Very interesting. And there is a chance that we might have Kate Upton on today as part of our WAG Wednesday celebration, which also happens at 5 o'clock. Interesting. Well, 5 o'clock is going to be Must Listen To Radio, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh. All right, we'll get all your calls. 877-337-6666. By the way, everyone wants to know how you feeling. You all right?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you doing good? Are you coming back to the studio anytime this year or no?
If you would allow me, I'd come back to the studio right now. So yeah, just say the word.
I think we probably just push it back to Monday.
Oh, come on.
Well, you weren't coming in tomorrow anyway because the Yankees are playing.
That is true. Tomorrow is an opening day kind of holiday at home.
Right.
But as soon as you're ready to have me back, I love being with my family, by the way. But
I know you did. I'm ready. You are ready. I know. I can tell the way you open the show. A, you're upset because I didn't say your name on TV this morning. And B, you're ready to get out of the house. And I totally respect that.
This is my own problem. Like, I have a lot of time on my hands. I was moving rocks earlier this morning, which I was very proud of, and I worked out my muscles. And then for some reason, out of loyalty, I watch you.
I appreciate that.
Your fat head on my TV.
Yeah.
And by the way, I wrote a whole list of critiques I have.
You did?
A lot of critiques.
I thought I had a pretty good day today.
I didn't say the show was bad. I'm just, I had some thoughts. Good thoughts, bad thoughts.
Critiques on content? Critiques on what?
Opinions? Lots of things.
Yeah, funny, I'm with some guys in New York in the afternoon.
You did not like the idea of writing answers down with cake icing. Okay.
No, fine. I love that. That was actually one of my favorite things. I enjoyed that. I'm not an ego guy, but it really hurt my feelings and it hurt Big Mac's feelings. We don't have names now, Craig?
Of course you do.
Oh, do we?
I'll make good on that tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
I apologize. I'll make good on that tomorrow. By first name and last name.
And by the way, here's the other thing, all right? Your arrogance of just assuming that the Brooklyn Nets can't win a playoff game was a little too much.
Now, I know the critique's coming from. I said the Nets will get swept in the first round. L-O-C-K. Yeah, I knew that would bother you.
Bothered me.
Because I know you think they're going to lose, but they'd win a game at least.
There's a guy in New York, we won't say his name, sitting at home watching, who thought you were a jackass for making those comments.
All right, let's not say his name then. No. All right, 877-EVAN, 337-6666.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not on air. Now, I just want to give a shout-out. I know we can't hear me, so I'm hoping that what I'm about to say here somehow reaches these people in spirit, because I know he is not listening. But I want to give a shout-out to a man named Michael Colazzo, a guy that I'll probably never meet, a 9-year veteran of the police force in Tennessee, who was one of the first responders to that horrible shooting a couple days ago, and was one of the police officers that took care of business and ended it. And I just thought we should make sure we acknowledge the bravery amongst Mr. Colazzo and a fellow police officer, Rex Engelbert, a 31-year-old and a 27-year-old, who are every bit the hero that they're being honored as for what they did in taking down Audrey Hale inside the elementary school. And I didn't want a day to go past without acknowledging their bravery and what they did to make sure that no one else got hurt.
Saved lives right there.
Absolutely right. So, all right, let's get back into what we got going on. The Jets, of course, New York Yankees, and the again, DTC is the hipster way of saying direct-to-consumer. So by 4:30, Evan will be saying DTC a lot. It'll become part of the nomenclature of my main man, Evan Roberts.
DCT, I'm all over it,
DTC.
Baby. DTC, I'm
my
all
man,
over
My man, pots and pans. There you go. All right, here's Connor on the fan. Connor, what's good?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, you sound like a lot of fun.
I'm down in Central Florida. Listen to how ridiculous this is. I pay MLB TV. I'm going to be blacked out of the Mets and Marlins' first 4 games. I'm technically in the Marlins area, which I shouldn't be. It's 5 hours to
Connor,
get to Miami.
With all due respect, I feel your pain. I know it's important to you and only you, but you not being able to watch the Marlins means nothing to us here.
No. I can't watch the Mets.
Means nothing to us. You chose to move to Florida. It's on you. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So
he accepted it. Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why you can't watch the game, though.
Because it's blacked out. They have blackout rules,
dude.
Because
it's blacked out.
Yeah, but if you're in Florida, turn on the network that carries the Marlins.
Yeah, do you have access to the Marlins TV channel?
No, I don't. That's the whole point of it before you went wise ass.
I didn't go wise ass. I'm always wise ass.
I don't have access to the Marlins TV channel.
Dare I ask why? Why not?
Because I'm considered blacked out, but I'm nowhere near Miami.
Oh, I got you. So
this is actually a very common problem all over the country. And I get it. It doesn't affect us. It doesn't affect a lot of people listening. Yeah. But it does affect some people listening where they're in an area physically where they don't get the channel of the team they want to watch because they're not close enough.
All right.
But MLB says they are close enough and they're blacked out when they buy the baseball package.
So,
this is a very common national baseball problem.
Why don't you do this? Your stadium averages at most 3,000 fans a game. Go to the game.
He's 5 hours away, he said.
Well, make up your mind what you want to do, dude.
Craig, don't attack Connor.
I'm just saying, he called me a wise ass. Like, well, I've got answers. You don't want solutions.
Well,
you just want to complain.
Here's what I've learned, Craig. You're not only a wise ass, you're a bully.
Now,
Can I explain the point?
No. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't care what's going on in Florida unless you tell me that on a monthly basis you go to the Rust again and get the best crabs in America.
That's not the point. The blackout rules are
stupid. That is the point. The point is, it's on you, man. Make up your mind what you want to do.
Nah, Connor got hosed just like a lot of
people
got hosed.
He's not getting hosed. Why don't you want to watch the Marlins anyway?
He wants to watch the Mets. He's a Met fan. He can't watch the first four games of the year.
I did an interview with the kids at Fordham Sports Broadcasting today.
Cool.
And I was thinking about what the worst case scenario for the Mets is tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, they play tomorrow, right? Don't they?
Losing? Guy getting hurt?
No,
I mean,
no.
What do you want me to start?
No. They could lose 8-0. It's not the worst case scenario.
Blowing the game in the ninth inning is the worst
blown
case.
Save.
Yeah.
A blown save tomorrow is worse. I think we call that WCS. Worst case scenario.
I laid this out to you a week ago that my biggest fear, and I think most Met fans' biggest fear that would cause an incredible opening day overreaction is if they blow a lead in the ninth inning. That in the Edwin Diaz role,
isn't there a part of you that kind of hopes it happens?
Why would I hope it happens, Craig?
Because it'd be so much fun to talk about it tomorrow on Friday.
Are you freaking crazy?
You know what? Like, there's not even a little part of you?
Craig,
that thinks it'd be fun to talk about?
When I think about the worst opening day losses, remember how I'm a weird guy without a name who watches old opening days?
Yes.
When I was thinking about the most painful opening day, it's actually really similar.
All right.
It's opening day 2005 in Cincinnati.
I can't forget that one, the blown save against the Reds.
When Braden Looper came in.
That's right. Famously.
And it's like he threw 9 pitches. It was bing, 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 good night.
Yep. And then the home run that beat him.
Joe Randa, Jay Bruce, I think it was.
Yep.
See you later. And blew a Pedro Martinez start. That is the worst feeling on opening day. The worst.
Yeah, but even worse this year because of the Diaz injury.
Correct.
And, I want the Mets to win. I want the Yankees to win. I want them both to win. There is an aspect of the pain of the fan that would be fun to talk about.
What's the worst case for the Yankees then?
The worst case for the Yankees?
Anthony Volpe goes 0-for-5 and strikes out with the bases loaded.
Anthony Volpe takes the platinum sombrero, leaves 13 men on base, and strikes out bottom 9 with dudes on base.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, I think that would be the worst. And then we're like, whose idea was it to let that kid play pro ball?
And take one of the great Yankee numbers. How about that? I mean, I can't believe you're okay with this. I want to get to it later in the show.
It's on my show sheet for later.
Well, I'm building it up. Can you believe that the Yankees allowed this? I'll leave it at that.
I can tell you that there's probably a squabble amongst people about it. Because I know that my guy thinks of Brett Gardner as the coach's son, and he's probably not all that happy about it.
He was pissed off, wasn't he?
I guess the real question is, do you think Anthony Volpe reached out to Brett Gardner or someone connected him to Brett?
No.
Now, listen, Brett's not a Yankee anymore.
No.
Wasn't on the Yankees last year. Ain't going to be on the Yankees this year. Do you think, though, at any point he was like, hey, can someone get me on the phone with Brett Gardner?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think
I bet he did.
I think he disrespected one of the great Yankees.
Yeah, he disrespected him. I mean, at Boomer Esiason's press conference when he became the Jet quarterback, Ken O'Brien was still in the building and they gave Boomer the number 7. That's disrespectful, right? Anthony Volpe taking the jersey of a guy that wasn't on the team last year.
I
guarantee you, I guarantee this, and I'll find out if you want me to.
What?
That Anthony Volpe was put on the phone with Brett Gardner.
No, come on. I don't buy that at all. Yeah.
All right, so do you want me to find out?
Find out. Yeah, because I'll take an L if I'm wrong.
I want you to do me a favor.
Of course. Because
you have now made a declarative statement. No way that happened, right?
Yep.
Okay. If it happened.
Yes.
Then you have to take back your online attack against me today regarding Lamar Jackson and New England.
My online attack on you today was accurate.
Was based on some other person's report that's not based on anything.
A very trustworthy reporter from The Athletic reports that the Patriots have no interest in Lamar Jackson. Okay. And I was merely pointing out it's another example of my friend Craig being wrong again.
Okay, but I'm not wrong. I can't prove that I'm right. But you can't prove that I'm wrong until he's not on New England when the season starts.
So if Brett Gardner, if Anthony Volpe reached out to Brett Gardner to kind of ask about number 11, I will take my L by issuing a deletion of that tweet, okay?
No, you'll make an actual statement on Twitter.
I'll make a statement on Twitter.
Yes.
Fine. Now, what do
and
I get?
Will script that statement.
I'm not allowing you to script the statement.
I'll send you the text so you can edit it and you put it out. That's all.
I think you're being very bullying right now.
I'm not bullying. You're a cyber bully.
We're doing what
we can to stop people like you from attacking innocent people like me.
Believe it or not, I had an NFL player reach out to me today. I didn't even know him. Yeah. And he texted me to say, Craig Carton is a bully. How do you put up with this? True story.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's a Hall of Famer for the team he played on. That's the only hint I'll give you.
Uh-huh.
But he reached out to me to say, Craig's a bully.
Yeah.
How do you deal with this every day?
Yeah, Greg Jennings does not have your phone number unless he took it from my phone. He knows your name. It's certainly possible. But he's mad at me, too, anyway.
Because you're a bully.
No, he's mad at me for another reason.
Because you beat him in ping pong.
Yep.
I'm all over this, bro.
He is having a video will be aired tomorrow, but he is having a very tough time.
No, I saw the video.
No, I got to make a comment. You saw a little warm-up video. You didn't see any game action.
Okay, because in the video, you look very, very mediocre at ping pong. Okay. Very, very beatable.
We were warming up, buddy.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
In the video,
you will see highlights of the action. And I can acknowledge now, since it's out there, we played a best of three.
Right.
He took game one.
Okay.
I think it was like 21-18. I blew him out in game two, like 21-8 or something like that. And game three went to quadruple overtime.
Really? That's a classic.
Yeah. Huh. Final score, I think, was 24-22. 26-24, maybe something
Craig,
like that.
I don't doubt the scores, but watching you play ping pong, you look like an 86-year-old man.
But I don't lose. That's the
problem. Very low bat. Your bat speed was incredibly low. I mean, it was like 8 miles an hour off the paddle. It was sad.
Let me just say this so it's out there that we can move on from it.
Sure.
There is not a single person within earshot of this show right now, whether that be on the app somewhere in Guam, whether that be in the five boroughs, mm-hmm. whether that be through the radio in New Jersey or Connecticut or anywhere, that can beat me in ping pong.
Big Mac can beat you in ping pong.
The animal does not exist.
Big Mac can.
Will you win a single game? Maybe. We always play a best of three. Those are always the rules. But no one, there's not a living person within earshot of this show that can beat me at ping pong.
Oh, dude, don't do that.
The animal does not exist.
Oh, there's a lot of animals.
And by the way, I will bring the table out to DJs if we go there again this year for the start of summer festival, and I'll take all comers.
Yeah, you should.
Game on.
People are going to line up to beat your ass.
I got no line up.
And you know who's going to be first on line?
You.
This guy.
Great. Start off with an easy dub, 11-0.
It won't be 11-0.
Move on right from there. Next.
It'll be like 11-4.
It'll be like a deli counter. Next, next, next. And Big Mac, I want all that smoke too. So feel free to bring it.
Oh, I'm in.
Good.
I'm in.
Great.
I'm not particularly a great ping pong player, but I'm an athlete.
Connor,
and I will take you on.
Fine. Take me on.
I'll do a little spin serve, Craig. I don't know if you can handle that.
Spin serves are outlawed by the Professional Table Tennis Association.
Then I won't do that then.
Listen,
you can't spin it off the paddle. It's cheating.
What about if
cheating? You could do anything with
paddle. Not. No, you're not.
As long as
you
it hits
cannot,
the paddle.
No, you cannot spin the ball off the paddle on your serve. It's illegal. Play by the rules.
Yeah, I think.
Would you be able to beat Boomer and his big package?
I've beaten Boomer many times in ping pong. I'm undefeated against him.
Undefeated?
Uh-huh.
I saw your video and I was so unimpressed. I actually felt bad for you. I was
warming Greg up.
Okay.
I was like, let's go, buddy. Okay. Whenever you're ready, let's start.
All right, because the video I saw,
time I played him lefty.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm amphibious when it comes to throwing frisbees and playing ping pong. I can do both. I can use both hands. Here's Kevin in Connecticut. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Great.
And I'm on your side, Craig. I'll place the bet. I'm with you. I've seen you play. You will win.
Thank you.
Wow.
But I want to talk about the Yes app and this, pay monthly subscription. I love the idea. I've been waiting for that since I cut cable. But to me, $24.99 a month is still hefty.
Okay.
I can't really justify it. And the MLB package, we get things blacked out. So
right.
My cable here was Spectrum, and the bill was upwards of $350 a month. And
yikes.
Upon losing a job, you just can't.
Do you watch the Yankees?
Right.
Do you watch the Yankees now? Like, how do you do it since you cut the cord?
Well, spring training, MLB Network I get because I have Fubo TV.
Sure.
Gotcha.
So they have a lot of sports things, so I can watch reruns of what happened.
Kevin, let me interrupt you for 1 second because you probably represent a decent amount of people where financially you have to be really conservative and prudent, and you can't just throw $25 out a month to watch baseball. Your wife will kill you, whatever it is, right? And I get that. So what I guess my question to you, is there a number that where you are currently at financially, which knock on wood obviously gets better a month from now, 6 months from now, where $25 is not a big deal. If I told you that the number, and I'm making it up, was $9.99, is that a number that you'd say, okay, I can swing that, or is that too high?
Yes, yes. And I was expecting, when I heard you guys talking about this, this is the first I've heard of it. I'm like, this is going to be great. And then it was $24.99. I'm like, that's a bit much for one channel.
I get it. I get
it. But
for you, like for you specifically, you have Fubo TV, which is a fine service. It's like $60 a month, $70 a month, which is a lot better than cable. They do not offer Yes Network. There are other streaming services like DirecTV Now that does, and it's a little bit more. But when you do the math on it, if you're going to spend, let's say it's $90 a month on DirecTV Now, and you're getting Yes, and you're getting MSG, and you're getting SNY,
the value's there.
The value's there.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why this system, the DTC, it only fits certain viewing habits.
Correct. It's somebody that has cut the cord, but is a diehard fan of the Yankees that doesn't want to live without their Yankee baseball. And they're going to add Yes to their Netflix, Hulu, and Paramount Plus package, whatever
now
it is.
You do the math on that, and all of a sudden it's like,
You're at $130.
I'm good, I don't need anything else. I don't care about the Mets. I don't care about this
The far reality is that very few of us, myself included, watch even 20% of all the channels we have access
to. Craig, you're right. But let me counter with this, because I have a feeling you're the exact same way.
Go ahead.
You may not watch it, but you want to know it's there.
I told you that, like with Showtime.
Of course.
I got rid of Showtime last week. It was $4 a month. I think it was $3.99 for Showtime. And I wanted it because what if there's that one day when I'm home with nothing to do on a rainy Saturday and there's a movie on I like and it's not right? Or Billions comes back or whatever the case may be. But I was like, you know what? I looked at my bill and go, I can't afford that. Don't need that. Never watch that. So I started cutting things out. I still have 100 channels I'd never watch.
Right.
And can someone explain something to me, please? My gut is that it's a mandated thing by our government. But do I need 7 different C-SPAN channels?
Yes. They're very valuable. I
do.
Very
I've never
underrated.
Once watched the C-SPAN event.
Bro, you never sat there and watched when they talk about a book, like an author comes in and he starts answering questions about his book. I love that. I go to sleep to that sometimes.
Well, I can see you going to sleep to it, but I don't need 7 of them. C-SPAN 5? What are we doing?
C-SPAN is a national treasure, and I would be
heartbroken. A national treasure?
1,000%. We
can
watch Senate hearings. We can watch congressional hearings uninterrupted. We don't have to hear some phony who's basically paid off by one side to spout some talking points. I love me some C-SPAN, bro.
My friends at U Stadium put a picture up of last year's reveal party. And they believe I'm going to pick the Mets this year, but they have set up their own poll to see who I decide to root for this year. Yeah.
What do they say so far?
On their poll?
Yeah.
All right, let me take a look. They're good guys. They're U Stadium guys. Sonny does some work for them from time to time.
I'm looking at it right now, yeah. The impression I've gotten, Craig, is that a lot of people who I've communicated with seem to think this is a Met year. And I have to admit, I got to come clean here.
Yeah.
For the last 2 years, I've rooted against you rejoining the Mets.
You want me back on that wall?
I'm kind of into you joining us again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I'm kind of intrigued by it. I got to admit.
By the way, I'm intrigued by it, too. Bacon on a stick is back. Bacon on a stick is back. That's right. That means something to me, as you know. I will say this. I'll tell you one thing. If you add... the New York Giants have just made an announcement.
What?
The New York Giants have announced.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
No. I can tell you what New York Giant will be wearing the number zero this year.
So it won't be Odell.
The NFL owners approved that yesterday. Other than linemen, anybody can wear the number zero now for the first time ever.
And before I guess, I have noticed, Craig, players love it. Like, players are actively saying,
matter of fact,
okay.
Like, Micah Parsons on the Cowboys is like, I'm going to be number zero.
Yep. A lot of guys have. Yeah. Calvin Ridley, I think, was the first one in his return to the NFL, said, I'm number zero. I'm in.
All right. New York Giants have a number zero. First time in the franchise's history. Who is it?
So it's, you know.
Can't be a lineman. Cannot be a lineman.
No, I get that. You said that already.
Can be anything other than a lineman.
A part of me thought Saquon, but here's the problem. Saquon's barely a Giant right now.
He's got his number. 26 is locked. Come on. That's
but he could sell a lot more jerseys, a lot of those number zero.
Yeah, but I don't think he gets paid on that.
It's clearly a wide receiver. Got to be a wide receiver, right?
But I'm not answering the question. You could play it out loud, though. Go ahead. Figure it out.
So my guess is it's a wide receiver, and it's probably one of the newer guys. So I'm going to go with Paris Campbell. Or maybe it's Isaiah Hodgins.
Evan, you know I can see you, right?
Yeah, I'm looking right at you. What do you want
from me? Like, you know I can see you.
Yeah, so what's up?
And even though you're a better actor than I am, you know I can see you.
I'm not looking at anything.
Evan.
Look at my Twitter.
When we did our one SNY commercial, I acknowledge you are a far better actor than I.
What am I looking at on my tablet?
But you know I can see you, correct?
Yeah, and what do you see?
There's no way you just went through that little mental gymnastics and landed on a guy you barely even know is a Giant.
I've known him as a Giant. He was on the Colts last year. He's one of the bigger free agent signings.
So of all the people to come up with, the guy that's going to rock the number zero, you shockingly pick the guy that's going to wear zero?
Well, how many wide receivers did they add this year during the off year? But how many guys have they added?
The point is, come on, man.
So you're saying I got it right. Is that basically what you're telling me?
I'm saying you know you got it right.
I don't know I got it right.
Yeah,
did
you
I get
do.
It right?
Yeah,
good
you
job
do.
Out of me?
Yeah, good job out of you.
Why wouldn't
you
believe
done.
I got that right? I said to you
because
it's going to be a receiver.
Because you got to Paris Campbell far too quickly.
Because what other receiver did they add?
It's like when Kramer guessed that George's password was Bosco.
Crack.
It didn't take him long enough.
What was my logic? My logic was a receiver. Was that a good idea off the top?
You went to receiver like, boom, just like that. Boom.
Because most guys that are taking number zero are going to be receivers. The first guy who did it was Calvin Ridley.
Evan,
I don't like that you're not giving me a win. This
I'm not.
This kind of pisses
I'm
me.
Not.
This is a general
because
win.
Because Paris Campbell's not even a Giant yet.
Yes, he just signed and he's picking his number. So it's... I could have said Darren Waller if I wanted to go tight end. Would you have been pissed off at me?
If it was Darren Waller, yes.
Great.
Yeah.
What other wide receiver have they
added
so far in
free agency?
Changing
his number. Calvin Ridley's taking a number. Obviously, it's his first year in Jacksonville. Micah Parsons is taking a number in Dallas.
You know, this is unfair. You know what?
It's not unfair. You cheated.
I didn't cheat.
You knew the answer.
There's nothing on my tablet that's going to say you could go look at it.
You got other things in that room. I don't know what it is. Computers, tablets, children, phones. I don't know what the hell you got going on.
This is unfair. I get a victory and you disqualified because I got it too quickly?
I tell you what. I'll let you pick an independent objective arbiter. And whatever that person decides, I will go with their pick, and you have to agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can either pick Big Mac or Connor,
because
Tommy's in Vegas for the week. If they think that you legitimately came up with Paris Campbell, I will congratulate you.
All right, first of all, I would never pick Loogie, because he's like a shill for
he's
you.
He's on the
so
way to Vegas.
Disagree. All right. Connor I love, but I'm going to pick Big Mac because he's around here all the time. And I think he knows me, good and bad. Good and bad, he knows me.
Now, to be fair, I don't think he's looking at you right now.
I am not, no.
Okay, so here's the setup, Big Mac.
Yeah.
Either Evan knew the answer is Paris Campbell and tried to act his way to getting there by by talking out loud. Well, I wonder who it could be. It's probably a wide receiver. You know, of all the wide receivers, you got to figure it's probably one of the new ones. So I don't know. I'll just say, I don't know, Paris Campbell?
Yeah.
So you either believe he legitimately guessed it, got it right, or you believe, as I do, that he did not guess it. He knew it and tried to act his way into making me believe he got it right.
Yeah.
Which are you going with?
I think that laughter right there, as you described what he did and that he was caught and laughed at it, gave you everything you needed to know.
Yeah, me too.
He was acting.
Acting. Now you have to come clean, Evan. Thank you. Acting is exactly what I thought.
He knew. He saw the tweet.
You went too fast, man. You got there too fast.
It's possible at some point today, while I'm stuck by myself, I may have seen a tweet that revealed the new numbers, like Darren Waller's new number and Paris Campbell's new number.
What is what number is Waller wearing?
I think he's 12.
He is. He's going to wear 12.
He's going to wear 12 in honor of Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Yeah. Did Joe Namath say it's all right or no?
If you're going to come, if I'm going to come clean about this, I want you to come clean, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because now you got somebody whose eyes are everywhere.
Go.
Yesterday on this program, I made a comment about Odell Beckham Jr. wearing the number zero. And then I made a little funny joke about how it would be because of his first name being Odell.
Odell, yes.
Forget
the joke.
You
tried very hard to make that joke.
I tried to make
it. Multiple times.
That's fine. But my point was Odell's going to wear number zero. And Craig said, no, he's not. He's going to wear three, I think is what you said.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's his number, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. This guy then goes on a different media outlet the next day.
Yeah.
And like it's his own idea, says, Odell's going to wear number zero. So why don't you come clean that Evan gives you ideas, more ideas than you want to admit.
Was that the Wishing Well segment or the Like It or Spike It segment? I forget.
You're funny. I work with some guys in New York in the afternoon.
Some guys.
Let me apologize for referring to you and Big Mac as some guys.
Some guys.
I'm not sure that you wanted your name associated with such lunatic behavior.
Well, and the other thing about this that I'll
and
also
by the way, what
up,
Evan's referring to, the little audio we just played, is Evan and Big Mac announced yesterday that they are so excited for tomorrow's opening day baseball, as many of you are, that either yesterday or today, probably yesterday, because tonight's a great night at NBA basketball.
I'm hooked up tonight. Yeah,
that last night, they both went home with no real sports on TV. There was a couple of games, but tonight's a much better night for NBA basketball. And they watched their favorite opening day games, at least ostensibly, from start to finish.
So my problem was when you mentioned this today, Cody Decker, of all people, started mocking Big Mac and I. Cody Decker, who professes to be Mr. Baseball.
He is.
I love baseball.
Yeah.
Everything's amazing. Oh, my God. I want to make love to Mike Trout's swing. Oh, my God. The way Shohei Ohtani wears his pants. Like, he loves everything about baseball. And this guy had the balls to mock Big Mac and I.
Yes, he did.
For enjoying the history of the game.
I got him back for you guys when I said that my favorite opening day was Gary Carter in 85, the walk-off in the 10th. Mm-hmm. And I said, Cody, what's yours? Oops, that's right. You never made it to opening day.
I appreciated that.
I got him back for you.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, I got for him back.
For him to mock us, yet he prances around, walks around like he's Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
Well, then you're not Mr. Baseball, Cody. Well, you're a fraud, okay?
I'll tell you this. This guy off air, all he wanted to do was talk baseball.
Of course he did, yet he mocks Big Mac and I?
He is so excited, like you guys. Ugh, he just doesn't watch old opening days, that's all. Maybe it's different if you play. I don't know. I'll give
I enjoyed myself
out.
Last night.
You did?
I did.
You watched 96? Is that what you watched?
Yes, and not just because it's my favorite necessarily.
Sure it is. You
don't
get
the
to
connection.
See it all
the it's the idea of a 21-year-old shortstop starting for the New York Yankees, and it's, you know, that's what it was about. Watching Jeter's first opening day. So that was the connection to this opening day and why I'm excited. And it was awesome. And the first commercial break, I got to tell you, hit like the heartstrings. They go into commercial break with Blind Melon, No Rain. Like, it was like, oh, it just instantly put me back in the 90s, man. It was awesome.
Yes, sir. Connor, will you go downstairs and grab Ralph's for everybody?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I turned around. I played with my Pogs.
You played with your what?
And it was like we were back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, I found my Yankee Slammer.
How old are you in 96?
When 12 when they won the World Series, I guess, because I turned...
You were knip-knopping and...
13 in December of that year.
Having a good time, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Blind Melon. Good reference.
That's what
reference.
It was. They went to break with Blind Melon. I was like, this is phenomenal.
And a great reference on
the... nostalgia washed over me.
And a great reference on the Slammer with the Pogs. I like that one, too.
Yeah, well, of course. Let's relax with the term Slammer around me, yeah? I appreciate that. Here's Mario in Long Branch on the Fan. Mario, what's going on, Cookie?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
All right. Okay, I got a challenge for you, Craig.
Yeah, of course. What's up?
I think I can...
I will not play you.
Why?
What do you mean?
I won't play you.
Why?
Why? You're nervous that I
might
be able to beat you?
Well, you can't beat me, but to the contrary, I wouldn't want to do that to you because I respect... your life on this planet, and you maybe you were even in the military. There's a good chance you were, and
nope.
Or then you weren't. Fine, but if I beat you,
but I'm a pretty good table tennis guy.
I appreciate that. I'm sure you are, and I'm sure when you and Sadie get together at the home and you play together, you kick her ass, and I respect that. But there's nothing for me to gain by beating you now. If you want to have a little anisette and hit the rocking chair and talk about old times, I am your guy all in. But I am not playing your ping pong.
Let me ask you a question, Craig.
Yes.
You speak to James Dolan about why Comcast won't air the Knick games?
Yes,
I have. I'm a lifelong Knick fan. I called you guys in December.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's me too.
300.
So here's the reality. It's, again, and I recognize there's two sides to this story, not just, you know, the side that I've been told, but it's a Comcast problem, Xfinity problem. It's not the Garden. Of course the Garden wants their game shown to the biggest audience possible. It'd be silly not to. It's a fight over how much. That's what it is.
I don't know. How much?
Well, I mean, that's what the fight is. Now, I do not know at this juncture... you know, what the divide is, like where one side is versus the other. But like a lot of things in life, it's about money.
Yeah, but here's the good news.
And it sucks.
It sucks, but there are six games left in the regular season. They're going to the playoffs, and every single playoff game will be on cable channels that you'll have access to.
Yeah, we will see every playoff game, right?
Or TNT, and you're going to be fine. So you made it. Now, as much as you want to watch Knicks Heat tonight, I respect it. And I don't think it's on national TV. I could actually be wrong. Maybe it's an ESPN game. I don't know.
I'll check.
But you basically made it. You made it to the promised land, which is the NBA playoffs, and then you don't get hosed when that happens, at least. So that's good.
No, that's very good, by the way. We will see every single Knicks playoff game. Let me just check tonight's game real quick. Tonight's game is... No, it's MSG only.
Just MSG? Right.
Yeah, Rockets-Nets is yes, obviously. Heat-Knicks is MSG... you've got...
Yeah, Sixers-Mavs is the ESPN game.
Yep.
Which is, I mean, I think Heat-Knicks is a more appealing game tonight. I'm sorry, that's a much more appealing game. It's an old rivalry. The Knicks are battling to hold on a five. Miami's right there to jump out of the play-in tournament. The tiebreaker's sort of on the line in this game, too.
And here's the best part of tonight's game. My main man, Evan Roberts... is a Knicks fan tonight.
Nope. No hesitation.
And by the way, if the Knicks, you know, if it's a tightrope and the odds are back and forth, it'll be like him watching a net game. That's what it is. You know that's what it is.
Yeah,
this is such a big game for the Nets. Oh, it's great.
You're right, but the Nets are still within striking distance of the Knicks, so I could at least rationalize.
Was it two in the loss column, right?
Well, right now, it's two in the loss column. Yeah. Plus, the Knicks are probably going to have the tiebreaker.
Right.
So I could rationalize Nets get a win against Houston, which they better, late in the game, say, screw it. Let's go Heat. Let me get closer to the Knicks. But overall, with a clear brain, Craig, let me just say this once because I don't really want to say it again. Tonight, I will be a Nets fan for Knicks.
I love it. I love it. I can't get enough of it. My guy, you're not going to the game, are you?
No. I wish I could, but no, I am not going.
Just checking. I'm just checking. You never know. Sometimes you do crazy things like that.
Nah, I can't do that, unfortunately.
877-337-6666. The Yankees have announced a direct-to-consumer app. Do you have any interest in it? Will you get it? It's $30. $25 a month, or $240 for the year. But if you do it before the end of the month of April, they are giving you a discount on the price, and that would make it $20 a month, or $200 for the year. And it's all the programming on Yes, which you could then get via the app if you don't have, you know, the app through your current cable provider. So they're in the business now. One big leap to get in, and obviously they will perfect it and price it right moving forward, but that's where we start at.
It's bad enough I'm not in the studio. I'd prefer to be in the studio, but can I live vicariously through you? What flavor do you have right now?
I got half jelly ring, half mint crisp. That's right.
Can I watch you eat it?
Yeah. Dude, it's not, what is that? You want to spend $25 a month? Like, you want to watch me eat? That's going to cost you. So turn off your camera and look the other way, because I charge $25 a month.
I'm getting it for free. I want to watch you enjoy it. Go ahead. Wow.
Oh. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.